Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're well and are having a good day. It's Tuesday, September the 21st. I'm Cameron Reed, and here's your daily update from Suffolk News. Up first, in sad news, a 61-year-old man has died following a collision on the A14 near Ipswich this morning, and a lorry driver has also been arrested. It was one of several collisions that led to traffic chaos across the county this morning. Two men were treated at the scene of a three-vehicle crash on the A140 at Wetheringsek between Stowmarket and Diss. In another incident, the A1071 near Hintlesham was blocked after a three-vehicle collision and a telephone pole was also brought down. Additionally, the man who died in a crash on the A14 at Coddenham on Saturday has been revealed as 39-year-old Jason Pack from Claydon. Next, a Bury St Edmunds secondary school has revealed a new name as it starts its next chapter. County Upper School will now be known as Bury St Edmunds County High School after its trust Unity Schools Partnership decided to close its two feeder middle schools, Horringer Court and Wesley. As part of the new change, County High has created a lower campus on the site of the former Wesley Middle in Oliver Road. Also, a Haverhill police officer has described working at the Queen's funeral as an honour. Ashley Gorbutt was one of the officers lining the mall, which was packed full of members of the public, waiting to pay their respects to the Queen as her funeral cortege went past. Mr. Gorbutt, a Suffolk Police Federation member, was selected randomly to represent Suffolk Police at the historic occasion. And finally, the world-famous Mexican-inspired restaurant Taco Bell opens today in Lowestoft. The London Road restaurant is the 106th to open in the UK, and residents have been invited to celebrate the launch, with the first 100 customers winning prizes including free tacos and t-shirts. Taco Bell first came to the UK in 2010 and serves tacos, burritos, nachos and quesadillas. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and our podcasts are now available on Spotify and the Podcasts app. You can also subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.